Let.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Cheyenne Today on this Monday morning. Cheyenne Today presented by Black Hills Energy. I'm Carrie Hayden. Thanks for listening this morning. 634-1240, that is our Fat Boys Tire and Auto phone line. We will take a qualifier here in a little bit for the 97 days of summer. But before we do that, we welcome our second guest for this morning, Danielle Kincaid from Meridian Trust. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thanks for coming in. We were talking about how hot it is already out there.
Yes.
Right now, and we get to look forward to even more hot temperatures this afternoon.
Yeah, and so, gearing up for Frontier Day coming up here shortly.
It's that time of the year, isn't it?
Yes.
We're talking today about home buying, refinancing, HELOCs, all that good stuff that goes into purchasing a home. We know that the market is very hot right now. So as you said, you know, being prepared is one of the top keys in purchasing a home, right?
Yes, yes. The more prepared you can be, the easier the process is going to go for you. So there's a lot of things that you can do in order to be prepared. First recommendation I would have would be to check your credit. So that can be done in a lot of different ways. I know that online banking for a lot of different institutions now has like a credit tracker where that score might not be exactly what we're going to pull, but it's going to give you the idea of what's on the credit report. You can also go to annualcreditreport.com and pull that once a year for free. Things that you need to know to clear up before you apply for a mortgage. So if you have any open non-medical collections, you'll want to resolve that. If you have any past due debts, so if you're late on a credit card, you'll want to make sure that that's caught up. So just different things that you can keep in mind in order to qualify. Another step would be to know what you can afford. So a good rule of thumb is you want your housing expense to be about a third of your income.
Okay.
So $1,000 for a monthly payment for every $3,000 you're bringing in per month is a good place. Your lender may be able to approve higher than that, but we don't want to put you in a position where you're not going to be able to afford your phone bill or your utilities or anything like that. With that, you also need to consider what's most important to you and what your goals are. So if you really want that big house and you want a higher monthly payment, just keep in mind that you may not be able to have as much financial flexibility. So what are your goals through that? We also need you to consider what amount you have saved up for down payment funds. So different programs require different down payment funds. As far as what we offer, we can do a first-time home buyer's loan with a minimum of a 3% down. We also need to make sure that you consider closing costs in that too, because that's an extra amount that you'll have to bring to close.
Well, when you talked about credit and credit score and things like that, is there a certain number that you as a lender are looking for when it comes to your credit score?
Yes. So there are minimum credit scores depending on what type of mortgage you're looking for. We at Meridian, we do conventional loans. So our minimum is going to be 600. So if you're underneath that, usually there's a reason why, and we can help you get to where you need to be, whether that's paying down some debt, resolving some of those collections, anything like that. So we do offer credit counseling with our applicants to make sure that we can get them down that path to where they can be approved.
So if I'm maybe shopping for a mortgage, a few different lenders or through even you guys through different types of mortgages, is that going to affect my credit score in any way?
It will. We will do a hard pull on the credit, which can lower it temporarily. There is kind of a safeguard built in. So if you are shopping in with a lot of different lenders, any credit pull within a 30-day window that's coded as a mortgage is only going to count as one pull. So you can compare different places without it hindering it too much.
Okay. So you talked a little bit about being prepared to purchase a home. Say you found the home, you're ready to buy it. What's some of those first steps that you need to consider?
Yes. So it's always good to get pre-qualified ahead of time.
Okay.
That way you know exactly where you stand and you know what you can afford. I know a lot of real estate agents may not even show you a property if you don't have a pre-qualification letter. So that's the best first step is to get pre-qualified. once you do find that home that you would love to buy, first thing that we need on our end would be a contract, so a purchase contract. So that's either prepared by your real estate agent if you're working with one, and if you're not, then you can go to a title company and get a for sale by owner packet that has all that information you're going to need in order to put that contract together. So once you have that contract, please provide it to your lender. We do need that to get the process started. And then we go ahead and we order the appraisal. We walk you through all of the steps. At that time, it's a good point to compare lenders if you would like to. That's when we can put together the loan estimate that shows you what your down payment funds are going to be, what the closing costs are estimated to be. So that way you know what you can afford, and then you know you're getting the best deal.
So what's the, I know timelines are different, things are going to vary, but you know, how long, people always want to know timelines. How long does it take from the time I find my home, we do all this, to actually that home is now mine?
Normally the turnaround time is about 30 to 45 days. Mm-hmm. A lot of that depends on the wait time for the appraisal. So during last summer, when rates were very low and refinances were high, appraisals could be taking up to 6 weeks to get back to us. Right now they're about 3 weeks. So 30 days to 45 days is a good timeline to establish that closing time.
Okay. Now let's talk about current homeowners. I know refinancing is a word that's kind of thrown around every once in a while. First of all, explain to us what refinancing is as you own a home.
So refinancing is really reestablishing the terms of your mortgage. There's two different types. One would be just your rate and term, where you're looking to extend the term, lower the payments, or get a better interest rate. Right now, interest rates are a little bit higher than they were compared to a year ago, so it may not always make sense, but we do have other options that we can do if the rate's not favorable to what you're looking to accomplish. We do offer home equity line of credits and second mortgages. Both of those products are a second lien position, so completely separate from your first mortgage, completely different loan, different payment. With that, we can do the home equity line of credit is a revolving line, so works a little bit like a credit card, where you have the set limit that you have and you can borrow up to that point, and then as you pay that down, you can borrow against it and pay it down, borrow against it. The other option we have is a fixed rate second mortgage. So with rates fluctuating right now, if you're not comfortable with the rate being able to go up, a fixed rate second mortgage might be the best option for you. So that's just going to be, we do one lump sum of cash out to you, and then you have those monthly payments until that's paid off.
Okay. And so when it comes to refinancing, is there something, are there certain qualifications I have to meet in order to come to you guys to talk about refinancing?
So those fall under kind of the same guidelines of even purchasing a home, where we have the minimum credit score, we have certain things on the credit report that would need to be handled prior to us being able to move forward. We also have loan to value limits. So if your property is worth $400,000, we can only approve up to a certain amount of that.
And maybe, I'm sure if people aren't really familiar with all the ins and outs of this, or whether to refinance or whether to maybe take out a HELOC, they can just sit down with you guys over there at Meridian Trust and you can kind of push them in the right direction or suggest what is probably better, the better way to go, right?
Absolutely, yes. So as soon as I get an application in, I will definitely look at all of the factors. I'll compare it to what you currently have and see if it makes sense. On a refinance, even if you're going up a little bit in the interest, it may be worth it to you if you're looking to pay off some higher interest debts. So overall, you'll be saving money.
Okay. All right. And then you had mentioned the HELOCs. And so the main purpose is a home equity line of credit is to kind of, take those out. What do you find most people do with those HELOC accounts?
So you can use it for a lot of different reasons. Most of the time it's for improving the house, doing renovations. You can also use it to consolidate some debt, get all of your debts into just that one monthly payment, so you don't have to worry about when is this bill due, when is this bill due. It's all in just that one.
Okay. So again, people can make an appointment with you, come in, and you can kind of, if they're not sure exactly which route to take, you're there to let them know. For
absolutely.
Sure, right. Mm-hmm. As we said when we started, Danielle, that it is a hot housing market out there, hot real estate market. Have you found that a lot of people are that it's slowed down when it comes to a lender, or has people kind of said, we need to jump on something right away, and they come to you? very, very soon and try to get it worked out.
Well, so in comparison to last year, it's slowed down a little bit with increasing interest rates. People are less likely to want to buy right now. And that's on purpose. It's designed to combat inflation that we're all seeing right now. We've not necessarily seen a slowdown as more of a shift in what people are needing. So where refinances last summer were very hot topic item, and that's what we were doing a lot of, now it's shifted into that more second lien position loans.
Right, right. All right. Well, we are out of time. I want to thank you for coming on this morning. We appreciate all your information.
Absolutely.
And people can get a hold of you, Danielle Kincaid at Meridian Trust, if they have any questions.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having
me. Absolutely. All right. Well, stay with us. We will have your weather forecast in just a moment. But we will take a qualifier for the 97 days of summer. Go ahead and give me a call at 634-1240. We'll take caller number 4-634-1240. Your brother, this morning is brought to you by ABC Seamless Siding, Gutters, and Windows. Call 634-5700 for your free estimate.
Capital City Weather. Cheyenne forecast.